Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel's army has confirmed that one of the bodies recovered from Gaza earlier this week was that of hostage Hamza al-Zayadni. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Hamza's body was retrieved with that of his father, Yosef al-Zayadni, who were taken together when Hamas-led militants stormed into Israel 15 months ago. His father was quickly identified, while his son's remains were sent for verification. Israel and Hamas have appeared to inch closer to an agreement for a ceasefire and the release of hostages. Gaza's health ministry said Thursday that more than 46,000 Palestinians have been killed in the Israel-Hamas war. It does not say how many of the dead were fighters or civilians. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The presidential security chief has resigned in South Korea, adding to more political turmoil in the nation. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
South Korea's acting leader, Choo Sang-mok, has accepted the resignation of the chief of the Presidential Security Service, Park Jong-jun, as he faced police questioning over how his forces blocked law enforcement efforts to detain impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol last week. Choo also on Friday called for lawmakers to reach a bipartisan agreement to launch an independent probe. Anti-corruption officials and police are planning a second attempt to bring Yoon into custody on if his brief martial law declaration on December 3 amounted to an attempted rebellion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President-elect Donald Trump is facing sentencing for his New York hush money conviction after the nation's highest court refused to intervene. At a presidential transition dinner Thursday, Trump reacted to the Supreme Court's decision to reject his bid to delay sentencing.
Frankly, it's a disgrace.
With Trump 10 days from inauguration, Judge Juan Merchan has indicated he plans a no-penalty sentence called an unconditional discharge. Trump denies any wrongdoing. A jury convicted him in May of 34 counts of falsifying business records. This is VOA News. Massive wildfires menacing Los Angeles have devoured nearly 10,000 homes and other structures, burning into a third night on Thursday, even as the fierce winds eased and gave firefighters a chance to get the upper hand on the flames. Gabe Singer of Reuters reports.
The Palisades and Eaton fires already rank as the most destructive in the city's history. They have torched a combined 34,000 acres, turning entire neighborhoods to ash. Several people have been declared dead in the fires, and Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said he expected the number to grow, but wanted to wait to pronounce an exact number until it was safe for human remains detection teams to conduct house-to-house searches. President Joe Biden promised on Thursday that the federal government would reimburse 100% of the recovery for the next 180 days.
I told the governor and local officials, spare no expense to do what they need to do and contain these fires.
Los Angeles County's fire chief said the Eaton fire's growth has been significantly stopped, though it remains 0% contained. Red flag conditions were expected until Friday afternoon.
Gabe Singer for Reuters. Italian President Sergio Mattarella met with his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky on Friday and confirmed Italy's determination to continue supporting Ukraine in its war against Russia.
Lo facciamo per l'amicizia tra...
We do so for the friendship that binds Ukraine and Italy, for respect for the rules of international coexistence against the pretense of imposing will on another country with weapons, and for the security of the entirety of Europe. Mr. President, you are welcome in Italy and Rome.
Benvenuto in Italia e Roma. Benvenuto, Presidente.
The two leaders met a day after Zelensky met Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, where he said he discussed upgrading Ukraine's air defense system against Russian attacks and efforts to form a united position on moving forward to a resolution of the war. Venezuela closed its border with Colombia on Friday ahead of President Nicolas Maduro's inauguration. Freddy Bernal, governor of the state which borders Colombia, announced the closure via video.
En esta oportunidad.
On this occasion, we have information about an international conspiracy to disturb the peace of the Venezuelans and especially of this border area. The border will remain closed until 5 a.m. local time Monday. Maduro, president since 2013, was declared the winner of July's election by both Venezuela's electoral authority and top court, though detailed tallies confirming his victory have never been published. Venezuela's opposition says tallies show a landslide win for its former candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, who is recognized as president-elect by several governments, including the United States. International election observers said the vote was unfair. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.